Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on The Grave Talks, continuing our conversation about one of the most famous houses in the United States with author, podcaster, and explorer of the unexplained, Jeff Belanger. It's the most famous home in the United States, the White House, and it's also known as one of the most haunted homes in the United States, where former presidents still roam the halls. I'm Carol Hughes in for Tony Bruschi, and today we'll continue talking about the hauntings of the White House with Jeff Belanger, author of Who's Haunting the White House, The President's Mansion, and the Ghosts Who Live There. Now, when you were writing the book, you mentioned contacting the presidential libraries, and there are a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
Did you collect a lot of these stories? Way more than you could share in the book?
Oh, yeah. And some of them. So I contacted the George H.W. Bush, the Elder Bush Library. And I said, hey, I'm looking for any reference to Ghosts of the White House. He goes, I have two, but they're classified. And I went, oh, my. You know, I'm listening.
I really and would like to know these.
Said, yeah, right. He said, do you want to file a Freedom of Information Act to get it released? I said, absolutely. Let's do that. And so I said, oh, he said, okay, you know, I'm on it. And then I forgot about it because I finished the book. The book came out. It was for sale. It was out for months. And then I get this letter in the mail that says they declassified one of the two documents after the book had already come out. And I was like, oh my, well, at least I've got this. I can put it on the web or something. And what was declassified was a handwritten note between President George H.W. Bush and the author, David McCullough. You know, he writes those great history books, those thick, you know, those huge, thick books. And the note, I'm paraphrasing, said something to the effect of, I got a photocopy of it, said, dear David, either the White House really is haunted or the thunderous applause after your talk last night is still reverberating throughout the building. Thank you for coming to share your stories and history with us. Like, that was the gist of the letter. And I was like, I felt dirty. I was like, oh, I mean, yes, it's the president acknowledging that the White House has a haunted reputation, which is interesting, sure. But this was a private letter, a thank you note between two people.
A very kind one at that.
It's a kind one. And I had no business in reading it. It really was nothing to do with me, nothing to do with anything. It was just, I mean, but the president doesn't even get that thanks to me. You're welcome, America. Declassified. Thanks
and
to your
why
buddy,
was it classified to start with?
The person who was the director of his library said, I don't know why this is classified, but maybe because they thought it might be an embarrassment to, you know, the idea that he referenced the ghost at all. But the other one never got declassified. And now I really want to know, you know, what that one is.
Could have been another thank you note.
It could have been something that mundane. But here's what I've sort of found. When a president is in office, you're not going to get stories about the ghosts while they're in office. Once they're done, and I mean really done, you know, like once they've been out of the office for, you know, a bunch of, you know, several years, then you start to hear the stories, right? Because when they're in office, if they start talking about ghosts, there's a good percentage of the population that's not going to want to hear it. They're going to think, oh, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. And what are you, and our president's nuts and all this other stuff. You may recall, you're old enough, Ronald Reagan used to consult numerologists on occasion and astrologers. And that sort of made the news, like, Reagan's crazy. What's he doing? You know, and no one, it wasn't a good look, right? And so, you know, I think that, and by the way, President Lincoln, when he attended at least one of the seances for his son with his wife, and that made the paper. Like, what's this president doing consulting with psychics in the White House? You know, I mean, it was, he paid a, you know, a minor price, but still a small political price for that. So once they're out, you start to hear some of these stories. And I remember the Clintons talking about the ghost of the White House, but it was long before Hillary ran, but well after they were out of the White House. And George W. Bush, the younger Bush, and once he was out of the White House, he talked about seeing something strange when he was working on his father's reelection campaign. He was the only one in the upstairs living quarters of the, you know, the White House when he had just exercised in the exercise room, and he came out and he saw someone walking down the hall and then like disappeared. And you're just like, whoa, right? I mean, that's kind of huge. No one should be wandering in the upper floor of the White House.
Right.
That's not known to, you know, the people who live there. And so, you know, it's little stuff like that, but it keeps coming up and you go, my goodness, you know, what is it about this building? Centuries of history. And there's just, like I said, a power to it that I think we sort of summon the past because we need it.
What were some of your more interesting stories that you came across in your research, whether they made the book or not?
Yeah. So one of the earliest ones, you know, you had mentioned John and Abigail Adams were the first to live in the White House. George Washington laid the cornerstone, but he died before the White House was completed. So he never lived there. But the second president, John Adams and his wife, Abigail, were the first to move in. And when they moved in, there was no furniture. they didn't have any, they had money to finish the building. And it wasn't even totally complete, as you mentioned. I mean, there was still stuff to work on. So they had, you know, a bed and he had a desk and then not much else. And so one of the strange stories that still sort of comes up today is that people will see an apparition hanging laundry in the East Room, which is the big ballroom, you know, the East Room. And they'll see this apparition hanging laundry, or they'll smell soap, or they'll hear the slosh of water. And it turns out Abigail Adams used to tell the servants when they were, you know, first in the White House, like, hey, don't go outside to hang the laundry. Just hang it in the East Room. It's empty. There's literally nothing in there. Why bother to face the elements when we could, you know, use the room for something? And so it's this little, like, you know, this ghost that's just not, it's not that big of a deal, but it just harkens back to a time where that building was empty, but still in use. And another one too, that I was, when I first got the tour of the White House, they have Secret Service agents standing in every single room. And these folks are incredible historians. They know, oh, this rug was brought in 1994. This desk was made in Roanoke, Virginia. It was a gift of King so-and-so. And, you know, they knew everything about everything. And I said, well, what do you know about the ghost of the White House? And he said, well, some people report a British redcoat ghost out near the North Portico on the north side of the building. And I went, oh, well, I'm like, okay, I don't claim to be a home security expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I know like a little, you know. Could you imagine what the security is like? I mean, pressure sensors in the grass, like thermal imaging cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you're walking by the fence and you're even thinking about jumping it and running for the White House, they must have something that can read your brain waves and say, okay, wait a minute, you know, south side of the building, watch that one, you know. I'm like, so someone's standing out near the north portico dressed like a red coat. Well, that's a high alert if I'm guessing right, you know? And he said, yeah, it's kind of a story they tell. Now, I mean, in August of 1814, the British burned Washington to the ground, and that included the White House. All the woodwork was burned up. Now, the thick stone walls remained standing, of course, but the building was toast. It was burned to the ground. The president barely escaped with his life, you know, before it happened. And so one really interesting little nugget is that the White House is painted and it's always immaculately white. However, there's two spots on the building that they never paint. There's a little spot on the north side by one of the windows that show the burn marks from 1814, and the same with the south side. And the reason they don't paint it is a reminder, you know, don't let your guard down. It's happened before. This building has burned to the ground. And I sort of feel like keeping that ghost around of the British redcoat serves the same purpose as not painting the window. You know, this reminder, hey, it's happened before. Don't let your guard down. And sometimes that's what a ghost does for us. A ghost reminds us that bad things can happen. A ghost keeps us safer at times. And so these stories they tell, and I asked the Secret Service agent, I'm like, well, have you ever seen it? He goes, no, I don't know anyone who's seen it. It's just kind of a story they tell. So, I mean, there's so many that just keep coming up, you know, again and again. One of the foremen that I talked to, his job was to turn the lights on in the upper floors, in the morning for the first family. And he said it was really early and he was up there and, he was taking care of the plants, watering the plants, and he turned the lights on and he looked over by the Lincoln bedroom and he said, there was President Lincoln sitting on a chair with his legs crossed and his hands kind of resting on his legs. And he said the president looked right at him and then disappeared.
Ooh.
I know. I'm like, this guy's on our money. You're not like, you know, right? what Lincoln looks like, you know, pull out a fiver or a penny. Like that's Lincoln. You know, there's no confusion. He's distinct. You know, he's a well-known face and you're in the White House and he saw it and he came downstairs and he sold one of the ushers like, hey, I was just upstairs and I saw Lincoln and he was told, oh, you're one of many. Right, that's seen Lincoln. And the Lincoln bedroom is really one of the big epicenters for paranormal activity in the White House. And we have to remember too, the Lincoln bedroom was never his bedroom. That was the executive office, you know, long before they added the East and West wings to the White House. That's where the president's desk was. That's where, you know, he worked and that's where people came in and visited him. So it would sort of make sense that he would be more tied to that room as opposed to wherever his bedroom was.
Think of all the emotions and the decisions that would have been made in that room.
That's right. And also too, you know, you have to remember that the White House was gutted in 1950. I mean, completely gutted. It was hollowed out. They dug down, they reinforced, they modernized, they added the East and West wings. And so all the rooms that are there today, it's not the same wood. You know, even after the 1814 rebuild, it's all new stuff inside the building since 1950. And it doesn't matter, right? I mean, that imprint is there. It's also called the Lincoln bedroom because that is some of the Lincoln's furniture that's in the bedroom. So that's, you know, part of the reason as well. But that was roughly where the executive office was.
You've given me something to think about today because it really has to be the most documented haunted house.
Yes.
Period.
Exactly. That's right. Anything that happens, like if something's weird, if you see something on the camera, now we may not find out about this stuff. It might take years before it, you know, comes out into the public domain or whatever, but it is, I mean, there's security cameras looking in every corner. There's, you know, witnesses, there's police, there's military, there's, you know, Secret Service and on and on and on. You're right. You're absolutely right. Anything that happens in there is logged. Like, you know, Carol came by today and dropped off flowers. Like it's in a log somewhere and it will exist forever, right? That you just dropped off flowers at the delivery thing, you know? So every little thing is documented inside that building, whether it's boring or whether it's really profound. And I love the fact that they talk about it. Different administrations might have different opinions on it. It doesn't matter, but some sort of seem to embrace it or joke about it. At one point, I saw this quick clip with President Reagan, who was walking his dog, and some reporter called out to him, you know, hey, is the White House really haunted? And he said his dog would sometimes walk by the Lincoln bedroom, just bark wildly at something that nobody else could see, and then would just stay away from there. And that's all he said. And that's President Reagan. You know, you're like, wow, that's so, well, you just kind of said the White House is haunted.
Yeah, we'll take that as a yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I'm like, that's amazing. And I love that.
And you had an interesting photo on your website, and it was during renovations. I don't know what year that was. It's black
1950.
And white. Okay. Yeah. But that was a really interesting photo taken by a White House photographer.
Yeah, Abbey Rowe. And that photo belongs to all of us. It is a, you know, the White House photographers, you know, that was a public domain image. It was taken by White House photographer Abbey Rowe in May of 1950 when the White House was gutted. It's interesting in the fact that, like, you can see that it's all the metal girders and things like that. But if you look way back in the corner, there's this guy that you can see through, right? You could look right through and see the wall behind him. And while you could, I know he's clearly a great distance from the camera, and I understand that, and it's a 1950 camera, sure, but there's three other men standing like to the left of that figure, and you could tell they're solid. You could see like one guy has a hat on, you could see he's got a tie, you can see some of the details of their clothing. And then, you know, maybe 15, 20 feet to their left, there's this transparent man. Mm-hmm. And you just go, whoa. I mean, did Abbey Rowe capture the first ghost photo in the White House? I don't know.
It looked pretty creepy to me. I'm not an expert, but on the website, you see the actual picture and then you see where it zoomed in so you can see him better.
Yeah, it's strange. It's a strange one. And again, no surprise, those of us that look into, you know, like you, you're always talking and thinking about haunted places. How do you document it? And you know, to me, the stories are the most important thing, because the story had an impact on someone enough that it registered with them. They remember it. And some encounters you can't ever forget. And that's sort of the way of the thing.
Now I would like to do a paranormal investigation at the White House. So how would I go about getting that clearance?
You know, I'm as far as I know, I'm the only paranormal person they've ever allowed in.
Really?
I don't know of another. And we've tried. Here's the thing. There's literally 4 hours when the living area of the White House is not occupied. And that happens when there's a transition of power, when one president's moving out and the other president moves in. There's technically no occupant for about 4 hours. On inauguration day, there's a huge team of people that move out all the personal items of the leaving president and move in all the personal items of the incoming president. And it all has to be done within hours, particular day. Yeah, it's crazy. And the only way to get upstairs in the White House is by invitation of the first family, president of the first family. There's no other way that you're allowed up there. So you could call in every favor you want. And considering I like to keep my presidential campaign contributions right about at zero, that's where I'm comfortable, you know, donating election after election. I like to keep it at zero because it's a nice round number that I can remember, you know, like, oh, how much did I give last time? Let me do that this time as well. I don't think I'm going to get that invite as a favor, right? Yeah. Like, because by the way, if you don't think a night in the Lincoln bedroom is for sale, you're wrong. Those huge campaign donors, yeah, sometimes that's the string that's attached. I want to stay a night in the Lincoln bedroom. If you got oo gobs of money and you want to get up there, then maybe that's your way in, is just donate and say, true, hey, this is what it's for.
And when you wrote the book, what kind of access did you have? Were you able to just go in and talk to a few people?
Yeah. So I took the standard tour that anybody could take, where you go around the first floor and you see the East Room and the different rooms and things like that. And then I got to interview some of the staff, and I was brought to like this office area that's, it wasn't upstairs. It was kind of like off to the side. And that's where I interviewed Gary Walters, and, you know, we ran into a couple of ushers. It was not like clear and total access, and it was a set time, and I had to get what I got. And then, you know, off I went. At the time I had a tape recorder. This was that long ago. Now it would be digital, but I had a tape recorder that I had to like hand to the Secret Service through the fence so they could go run it through, you know, some analysis to make sure it wasn't a bomb or it wasn't a weapon or anything like that. And then they handed it back to me once I got inside and I could record for my notes. So it was a whole thing. It was a really cool experience, and I'll never forget it for sure.
Well, I think it's just such an interesting concept, the way you wrote the book, you know, kind of teaching history at the same time to the kids and making it interesting to them. But I am just personally fascinated by ghosts in the White House. So I want to say thank you so much for your time today. Now, you have a weekly podcast that, is it weekly that people can listen to? New England Legends?
Yeah, New England Legends. We've been doing it for, 290 weeks, if you're counting, in a row. we look at, it's a scripted podcast where we tell weird stories from New England, ghosts, monsters, haunts, UFOs, aliens, all kinds of weird things.
Yeah. So if you're into this show, you're into that show.
I love this stuff. I think when you look into the paranormal, you get to ask the biggest questions that humans have really ever asked, you know, like ghosts or what happens after we die, and aliens, are we alone in the universe, and Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster. You're asking, do we know all the creatures that walk the earth with us? These are the big ones. And these stories that a lot of people consider the fringe allow us to really learn about ourselves and the universe around us. I feel like there's this collective wisdom in these legends because they stick around, not because of me, it's because of all of us that we sort of collectively keep them going. And that connection is, I think, more important than ever in this time that, yes, of course, we are a bit divided over all kinds of things. I've found there's real magic in sharing these stories because it's not about politics. It's not about religion. It's not about whatever your views are. It's just kind of like, here's some intriguing stories. And we all take what we need from it. And some of us get so intrigued, we want to go there ourselves and become part of the story, which is just great. You know, like, yeah, I can't promise you the ghost will be there when you go into the haunted building, but I can show you definitely where the ghosts were. And that's the White House, that's Gettysburg, that's countless other places that, you know, I know we could name off the top of our head. The analogy I've used is it's like a lightning strike. You know, I mean, lightning strikes the earth hundreds of times a day all over the planet, but not usually right next to where you're standing. But if lightning ever does strike right next to where you're standing, you will never ever forget it for the rest of your life.
That is really true, because lightning struck in my backyard once.
And you remember.
Oh my God, it was the loudest thing I've ever heard.
And if you've seen a ghost, it's the same thing.
Exactly.
If you see what you perceive to be a ghost, it doesn't matter what you believe or don't believe, atheist, it doesn't matter, right? When you go, oh my gosh, that's a person, and that person's gone, and I'm in this place that's got this reputation. It's a life-changing, profound event that alters you forever, right? You now have to be a person that has seen a ghost and live with that. And I sort of love the fact that that we can still get our world shaken up. And during a time where we think we know everything and we can just Google everything, once in a while you have a human experience that changes everything you thought you knew. And that's how we grow.
And if you want to see the picture we were talking about, check that out. It's on Jeff's website, jeffbelanger.com. And also, all the books are there. You've got so much content on your website. You're a very interesting person.
And
you gave me some really good insight, and I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
And if you like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advanced episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper, sign up on Apple Podcasts, and you can try it for 3 days free. Or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and find everything there, all ad free. For all of us at The Grave Talks, I'm Carol Hughes, and thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.